Mm-hmm. I know one winter they used two of ours and they broke them up, but when it fell trees on them.
Mm.
And we didn't have them insured because we hadn't paid for it, so we lost them.
Mm. That was somebody who wasn't too smart.
Well,
they
well, probably didn't mean to do it.
No. Bad judgment, though.
Yes,
you
yes,
calculate,
yes.
Right?
A lot of people have bad judgment.
Yes. Now, most of these men that were in the woods then with your husband, they farmed in the summer, did they?
Some of them. A lot of them didn't. They just, you know, work out anywhere they could get a chance. And most generally, if we had a summer outfit, they'd come back in summer.
Work with you then, too. Yeah. Of course, if you work in the woods all winter and then come out and cut seed and then go back
that's
in the woods, you have a pretty
yeah.
full year.
Yes, you do.
You don't make an awful lot of money, but you live pretty good if they hit someone that's as good a cook as you were.
Yeah, I cook it pretty good. You know,
yeah.
And I cook just like I would home, you know.
Sure.
Lots of cookies and donuts. I'd sit saying one day I'd make light bread and make cookies that day and maybe some pies, and then the next day I'd take the other stuff that I want to cook. And different kinds of cookies. And then when I got started, you see, it wasn't so hard.
No.
Have cans for them.
Did you, I bet you had to make a lot of donuts.
Yes.
You had donuts every day, didn't you?
Yeah, donuts every morning.
Yes. Did they eat a lot of molasses?
Yeah, they like molasses on
them. Yeah.
Like molasses and the beans.
Yeah.
And beans would make you sick, but boy, they were good.
Oh, sure.
And wood cook, yeah, and wood.
Sure.
Put them in the, at night and let them cook.
During the night. Beans, people say now beans just don't taste the way they used to when you make them the electric bean pot. Or
I know, and a lot of times out to school they get me to make the beans. We used to have a school time down to Hodge, and while my kids went to school, I had steak kitchen. I bought 14 steak kits.
You did?
I had 14.
14 plus on your own, plus your own
family.
Well,
after I got out in the woods, I had 14, and I out of the woods had 14.
You must have an awful big house.
I did down there.
Ah.
Had 11 rows.
And did you keep them till they were pretty well grown?
Yeah, one of them, he's got married, but he comes back and forth right now, and the other ones is got in the Army and Navy, and some of them got married.
You know.
They come back for that scene.
Sure, isn't that something?
Yeah, I have 6 boys, one of them.
My. Were they all in school then?
Yeah.
Did you take them when they were teenagers, or did you take them from when
I
they were little?
I took them from 10, 12, up like that. And I took Bobby when he was 6. So they were 6, the city 6, and 9, 11, 3 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip got killed.
Were they neighbors' children, or were they children that you didn't know? Just strangers that...
I knew of them.
You knew of them, but they weren't from the area, huh? No, they brought them.
Yeah, I had all the problems kids they ever had, just they never had.
Oh, really?
They brought them to me because they thought I could train them, and I did do a good job.
Yeah? Did you have any? Ever have any you couldn't do anything with?
Just one, and I took him back 3 times.
Three times?
He went down to reform school for 2 years, and I school just taken back him because I liked him.
Yeah.
He'd run away and just to bother me.
Yeah.
And hide up in the shed where I couldn't find him, just do devilish tricks
like
that. And one day after he's quite big, I said, my husband wants you, but then... And we kept some pulp on all the place. And yeah, I put pulp this morning. He said, I ain't working today. He stayed away that night and stayed over the dock. They were good people, but he swam and done a lot of things over there. He said, I don't believe I'll do it. I said, well, you left back your clothes. And he said, would you make me back my clothes? I said, yes, I'll call the technician. She can connect you. If you're not going to mind, and run away nuts, and I can't know where you are, I can't keep you. He kept his clothes just as nice as he could. He said, I don't believe I'm going. I said, I think you are. And you want me to call again? He said, I think you're fooling me. I said, I called him. He said, you give him his dinner. I'll be right after him. That was Stephen.
Oh.
But he's grown up and he got married. And I don't know whether he's any good or not because he ain't around where I can find out, you know.
Yes.
But Lord, he's not good. He's the only one on the problem.
The only that really bad.
Yeah, and I tell the other boys to be in at such a time, like 9 or 10 o'clock. They don't come in. I never let them run for anything.
You never took any girls, huh?
I took any girls and took some of them boys.
Well, I suppose, because they were older.
I had to go.
Yeah.
I had Sherry, that's my grandchild. She stayed with me. I brought one of my grandchildren up. So I usually took her with
you. Sure.
I didn't leave them on with
her. No, no.
And she's a good kid. She got married and married a barber boy from New England. They got a nice new trailer.
Well.
Two nice children. He went into the Army in Vietnam. He goes, well, they're fighting one in their home.
For goodness sake.
I'm glad to get out of that.
Yes, well, and... Yes. I never had.
Pretty some girls.
I had never, of course I wouldn't have any reason to know, but 14 boys like that, that's quite a thing to have had them passing through your family.
My guess on, yes. Yeah, I had three or four different families, three in a family. You
see. Yes.
And then I had my own.
Yes.
I had my own home too.
Did your sister ever take any
of
the children too?
Yeah. She's still got two of them.
She has.
She's all gone, she's still got two, but she don't want to give them up because she'd have to be alone.
Oh, yes. Are these both boys too?
They're all flat and things.
Your twins kind of stick to the boys, I guess.
Yeah.
That's from going to those camps.
She got girls too. She had some girls.
Oh, she did. I thought maybe you both.
She got one girl up that lives up on another river.
Yeah.
She got five or six kids now.
Well,
she got one up and then she had another named Grace. She didn't stay too long. But it's hard mixing boys and girls.
Well, I think you were smart. Yeah. Right? And particularly when you had, you know, three or four of them at once like that.
You had trouble.
Yes. Yeah. Did most of them finish high school down there? Did most of them finish school? Those state
the ones I had?
Yeah.
Let's see. No, Bobby didn't finish. Roy got married before he just after going to high school. Mm. He just got out of high school, I think. Barbara did anyway, the one he married. But they've done well. They went to London, Connecticut, and bought them a nice place off there.
Mm-hmm.
Started off the night they married and went so far and stayed in cabins and then went on and made good of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever visit any of these families?
Well, I can't
families?
Get out there. They come see me, but I don't get out there. You know, I'd like to go up and go to Ray sometime to go up to Roy. He wanted me to, but I just get there and I don't go any for a few
yes.
days. I like to stay right
yes.
there.
Yes. Yeah. But it must be kind of, you must kind of wonder sometimes what has
Bobby
become of some of them.
Bobby comes back and forth, and he came from Mr. Cohen the other day. I don't know if I just always question it. I said, I'm going to get him out and help me put flowers in. Well, he's 28 and I see what he's 32, I think. Right?
You live in a smaller house now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I put in a lot of flowers.
Yes. Well, I think you just keep yourself busy no matter what.
Oh, I keep busy
no
matter what.
Well, I know it, but you must feel like it or you wouldn't do it.
I think it's too bad. I don't feel good.
No.
Mm.
No.
Got too much dinner for me.
Oh, well, when you didn't have to cook it yourself, too. Are you one of the officers in the senior citizens?
I was, but I gave it up because I was sick and I thought I couldn't do it, you know.
Yes.
And so I never wanted to take it. That was 70, not just dealt cards, sick.
Yes.
Looking after sick. But I visit, you know, once in a while, in convalescent homes and see if they need anything. We make for the needy on the lap road. I got to swim, I think, when I'm tonight, so I'll be late. See if they need a lap roll before they get another one made, those knit ones, you know.
Mm.
And see who needs them. He gives that a lot out, and then bibs, I make them bibs too for them.
Sure.
Because not so many out home and make them. And Johnny's, part of old shirts. I take some home and make them. Well, we all do.
Yes. Oh, I know. I know you
yeah,
people. That whole club turns
yeah,
out
it's
more.
It's
good looking thing.
Well,
you've been in the senior citizens ever since they started, haven't you?
Well, that was in before I was, and I didn't think I'd join it, but I did. I've been in for probably 3 years.
Yes.
They've probably been in 4 years.
Well, it's the most active group in town,
yes,
I swear.
And it's really progressive, you know. They're making a lot of things, and they're getting along well. Everybody gets along up there good.
Well, you're making practical things, too, for people to use. I saw that, that was a nice little cookbook you got together a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We have a copy here at the library, and it's such a pretty cover on it.
I had one of them recipes in there for, I think it was molasses cookies or something like that, a banana bread.
Well, and it wasn't a lot of pages.
No, it wasn't as much as it could have been.
I think it could have had a lot more. I know
some. Nina Williams, you remember?
Yes.
She died. She lived. That's because she's a great cook.
Yes.
She lived up where we lived.
You're all great cooks.
They are.
Yes.
Beautiful cooks.
Well, you know,
I never see anybody up there that ain't got something good than they bring it.
I have eaten up there twice, and I could have filled my plate twice over.
Yes,
it's so
good. Cooks.
Yes. You get quite a few men, too, which is good.
Yeah, a lot of men up
there. Yes, that's good.
Bring their husbands.
Because sometimes they don't like organizations like that.
Little Hobby, you know her.
Yes.
She got her man up there.
Oh,
and good. Adam's got hers.
Yeah.
You know, her sister there.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
Velma. Yeah. My husband's right out. Richard Green's wife. Robert Wilson's wife. Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. You just meet the once a week? Or do you have extra meetings sometimes? Was this a special occasion today where you had
no, that table? No, we had that table before. We had once before.
Oh.
And we're going to have crazy hats next Tuesday. Well, now, when I don't want to on this one at all.
Oh, I'll bet you nickel you will.
No, but they had a show on them hats. And Della got the one for being having the oldest hat. It was cute. She had it on, and that's just like a bonnet.
How old was it?
I don't know. It's awful old.
Something she had in the house, huh?
Someone gave it to her.
Yeah.
And mine wasn't old, but I fixed it up. Mine was up for the best. Look, you couldn't take your real nice hat.
Oh, no.
Just something.
No.
So I had a white one. Well, it was a nice hat. White one when they used to wear them, kind of around, you know, and unveiling them around here. So I went and took a lot of flowers around it. I got the first prize on that.
Good for you. What do you mean you won't make a hat next week?
I don't know how to make it crazy.
You'll be out there trying to make a hat, I bet you.
I don't know how to make it crazy. I don't know not much about the craziest ones.
Really, the funny ones?
No.
No.
I got some crazy looking ones anyway.
Oh, well.
I mean, when they used to wear them all flowers, the
yeah.
high hats and
yeah.
all the flower hats, two of them, I might fix them up or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Make them in a bonnet.
Because people don't wear hats now the way they
no.
used to anyway, do they?
Too,
yeah, yeah.
I like to put on a hat and go to church.
Yeah. Well, you've always liked to dress anyway.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
to dress.
Yeah.
And I feel though I ain't dressed if I don't have a nice hat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
have nice hats. Well, wear mine once in a while.
Sure.
I don't know if a pretty, it's kind of a corner orange color, it's a beautiful thing, I think it's crystal. I'm going to wear that long, it stays together.
Good for you.
Is that great big straw?
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Loose woven.
Take loose woven,
yeah.
but yeah, well it's light, yes.
Yes.
But it's an awful good looking hat on you. You can wear it late in the fall.
Sure.
Well,
you,
well, I don't care whether they're up to me or not.
You just stick right to it. And I thank you very much. This has been very interesting,
yeah.
and you're a good scout.